Good evening. This, of course, is the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. And that was a visual experience. Nine Inch Nails, live in Berkeley at the Greek Theater. You know, get them to the Greek, although this was the Greek Theater in Berkeley. Just fucking massive. I'd never seen them before. And, you know, there's always a first time for everything. Yeah. It's been crazy. It's been really fucking crazy. And yeah. So here we are. Just coming back. That experience, first of all, you could feel, I didn't need earplugs. You could feel it. You could feel it all the way down to your feet, to your head, to your, the fillings in your teeth. So yeah, and visually, oh my God. You know, what Trent Reznor does is fucking wild. It's fucking wild. And I'm just in awe. I'm in awe of what he is able to put together. You gotta remember, there have been so many incarnations of Nine Inch Nails. And right now it's just Atticus and Trent Reznor. So there's other players within the mix. And that always kind of makes it interesting in terms of a touring band. You know what I mean? They didn't do The Hand That Feeds. They didn't need to. You know? It was, yeah, it was wild. It was absolutely wild. And I loved it. And what else can I tell you? You know, we all have our opinions on things. And yeah, I filmed. And I filmed primarily not just for myself, but the people who are not there. That is the important thing. And I can't stress that enough. Is, you know, those who are not able to join us. Oh, okay. In concert world, you know, it's a crazy thing. You know, yeah. Sometimes it's weird to go by myself, and then all the while I'm thinking, well, you know, I mean, I would love to take the LNC for one. The LNC, when I go live, they are there. Okay, they are fucking there, and that partnership right there. You know, one day I would love to take all of us to a concert and just rock out. You know, maybe when I visit Canada. Nine Inch Nails, they are 30-something years old. And I was talking to a group of people, and we were talking about ministry. And I said, yeah, remember, there is no Nine Inch Nails without ministry and without Skinny Puppy. And how everyone influences one another. And that's the magic of that. So, you know, in a mixed group of people, men and women, I'm not going to say, get it right, bitch, because I'm not trying to offend people. Hold on. What am I supposed to do? Okay. All right. So I am multitasking, and I'm talking to you, and I obviously took a different route home. a faster route, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, it's like Rick and Morty. Oh shit, I forgot to record it. They'll repeat it. Where Morty does what the crystal tells him. I do what the map tells me. Okay. I can't really remember the. Of course they did Closer. Okay, of course. And they did Head Like a Hole. You know, these are songs that are fucking anthems, okay? So when we sing along to them, we rock out. And you know what they did? They, for years, they would never do The Perfect Drug, and they fucking did it. And people have been stunned I think because Trent said he had never intended to do that song live. You know? He had never intended to do that song live. And... hold on. Okay. Just making sure. Making sure I'm on the right route. But yeah. So for him to do that. Okay? Sonically and to break it out and... my God. It was fucking crazy. It was fucking crazy. And I loved it. And they closed with Hurt. They did Reptile. You know, they did a lot of songs off of the Downward Spiral. And then I think they opened with Wish. My God, that fucking song. So... A lot of the songs that they did, I listened to on the way here. So, what can I say about Nine Inch Nails? That hasn't been said already. They are fucking magical, you know. Okay, what am I doing here? Hold on. I guess people are pissed. Yeah. Oh, they're pissed, all right. Fuck them. But what I'm doing is... I'm trying to get my motherfucking ass home. So, yeah. You know, I will say... I need to remember to bring a cushion. Because, you know, my butt... come on. I don't have enough cushion for the cushion. And then you sit on those stone seats, and it's fucking, oh my God, it's painful. Because, and then, you know, I bought the t-shirt, I should have bought two. I kept thinking, why didn't I buy two, you know? And then but yeah, it's all good. And I'm hungry, and yeah. I'm very hungry, bitch. it is a visual experience, and the songs and everything. And I mean, you think of these three decades that Nine Inch Nails has been in existence. You know, and sometimes they go away and sometimes they come back, and but they came back. This has been such a wild concert season. Okay, last Wednesday I saw Def Leppard, Motley Crue, Poison, Joan Jett. For me, Def Leppard and Joan Jett, they did it. I'm not a big Poison fan, they were okay. I'm not a big Motley Crue fan. I do like Dr. Feelgood, and that's it. That's fucking it. But yeah, you know, with the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast, I bring it to you, and I do it for you. this has been a wild ride, people, and you know, it only gets better, and I guess I took a different route home. Like I said, you know, Rick and Morty, remember? He does what the crystal tells him. I do what the map tells me. If the map tells me go this way, I go this way. But the concert season has been back in swing since last week. The last concert I went to was Bob Dylan in Oakland back in June. So July, August, I was on concert hiatus. And it was good. It was good, you know. You can't see a concert every month. I mean, that I'd run out of fucking money. But yeah, it was wild. It was fantastical. There was a guy there, and we had a really great conversation. I forget his name. Wish I'd known his name. And hold on. Can you tell me to turn, bitch? Okay. So it's saying. Up on Marsh? Is it on Marsh?
marsh.
This is where I'm turning.
Okay. Oh my god. Mammaries. Yeah.
So that's what happens when you listen to the map and the map guides you. And, you know, it's the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. What can I tell you? Music, film, craziness. I mean, but doesn't it make you feel better?
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Where are we going? Where are we going?
I think I know where I'm going. You know, like I said, I do what the map tells me. Okay? And that's it. Unpleasant dreams. And I'll see you all in the morning. And thank you, Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails, for just fucking giving us a sonic orgasm. Because I want to fuck you like an animal. Okay? But musically, I want to feel you from the inside. Good night.